KDWA Sports was there for the first practice of the 2021-22 Hastings Raiders girls hockey season on Monday. And on Tuesday, head coach Tim Duggan of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to recap what went on ice. Coach Duggan first on the fact that it was just nice to be back on the ice with his kids once again.
Yeah, obviously it was great to get back on the ice. We had 42 kids out there competing for spots. So that was pretty awesome, and no, it was a great upbeat first half of practice. We did some drills, and then we came out in the second half for the second hour and scrimmage, and I think you were there for that. You kind of watched some pretty up and down action, and we had four lines on each bench, and I believe eight defensemen on each bench, so no, we had at it, and they went hard and competed well, and we're pretty happy after the first day.
It's amazing to see how much these kids these days are coming into their first practices in shape and ready to go. It means the coaches are spending a lot less time conditioning and more on fundamentals, getting ready for the season.
Yeah, and it's great because, yeah, like you said, we have them for 2 months during the summer. We've kind of transitioned a little bit on just having a kind of a skill set during the summer, and we've really got into some of our systems and some of our things that we'd like to do during the season, which is obviously paying off now when, you know, when trials start. And yeah, no, it helps tremendously. We just come right out of the gate. They know what we want to do, and they know some of the drills, and we kind of put the same drills in as we do in the summer, which is maybe 2-3, you know, that they get familiar with. Boom, we can just jump right into them, split the ice up, and have at it. So yeah, it helps big time. And then of course we scrimmage as well, you know, and I believe our captain's practices, they did the same thing. They were just doing drills and scrimmaging, and yesterday they just jumped right into it, and it's fast moving. They know what they're doing. You don't have to stop things too much. And before you know it, you look up at the clock and it's the hour's up and the Zamboni's coming out. So, and we're resurfacing the ice and we're going back out for another hour. So it's pretty good stuff. And I think they're happy. We're happy. And we'll do it again today.
Last year, of course, due to COVID, the Raiders didn't get a scrimmage. They actually had a smaller schedule than they usually do. Now with a full schedule planned, the Raiders also welcome back their scrimmage sets. And this Saturday morning, they'll travel to Eden Prairie and talk about some tough early competition to get our girls ready. Coach Duggan with more.
Yeah, we'll load up on the bus at the rink at 7:30 and head over to EP. And we have four scrimmages. So the JV team will scrimmage first at 8:45 in the morning, and they'll play Chaska. Every hour we'll go, the varsity will play at 10 o'clock, and then every hour after that. So there'll be three in a row, just bang, 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 15-minute intermissions. And we'll play Eden Prairie, we'll play Chaska, and we'll play Shakopee. So three pretty good programs. We'll bring a bunch of kids. You know, we'll find out where we're at, I think, pretty quick with those three teams. So it's really going to be helpful to us, and it's going to be extremely upbeat. Just like, I'm sure our kids are so sick and tired of playing themselves and scrimmaging themselves for the last 2 months. So I'd imagine they're pretty hungry to get on the ice with some different teams and just have some great competition.
More on the Raiders next week.